On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
From KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1. Ishmael Khawaja.
A judge has described the materials used by two men to blow up a cash machine near Ashford as being associated with warfare and missiles. The 27 and 36-year-olds have been jailed for a total of more than 30 years after targeting several ATMs, including one outside a co-op in Kennington in February. The court heard they were found with TNT, wire cutters and £35,000 when they were arrested. Detective Inspector James Derham is from Kent Police.
The detonating explosives is really significantly dangerous and causes obviously quite a threat potentially to people. It was done again. So through the initial inquiries, we identified a vehicle that was of interest to us. That vehicle was stopped and those persons were arrested at the port with very little time to spare before they left the country.
Boris Johnson says he'll continue to talk about what he calls the Surrender Act, despite being urged to moderate his language. MPs say his description of a law aiming to stop a no-deal Brexit is inflammatory, though. The PM says the way to make politics calmer is to get Brexit done by the end of October.
I genuinely think that once you do that, then so much of the heat and the anxiety will come out of the debate. I think a lot of people are very tense. I think businesses are still uncertain, and get it done, I think we'll all be able to move on.
Meantime, the Brexit Secretary Stephen Barclay is in Brussels today for fresh talks with the EU's top negotiator. Michel Barnier says he hasn't seen any workable proposals from the UK which could break the deadlock. Last night, the European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker said a no-deal Brexit would be solely Britain's fault.
KMFM News.
Two men have been charged by police investigating a bank robbery in Raynham. A cash-in-transit driver was targeted outside NatWest on the High Street on Wednesday morning. 36-year-old Warren Young from Cavendish Avenue in Gillingham and Samid Sidhu, who's 23 and from Grays in Essex, are due in court later. A Maidstone man suffered a broken nose after allegedly being headbutted and threatened with a screwdriver following a car crash. The victim says he was driving down Boxley Hill when he smashed into the back of a black Mercedes, which suddenly stopped yesterday. He then reported being attacked by the other driver who left in his car. Police say they're investigating.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Children have had to stay home from a number of schools and nurseries near Maidstone today after a World War II bomb was discovered. Police and disposal experts evacuated buildings in Kings Hill yesterday morning after it was found on a building site on Warwick Way. A controlled explosion was carried out at about 8:15 this morning. Councillor Sarah Barker says a similar discovery was made back in June.
Knowing that it was a previous airfield, one would have thought that possibly the land had been checked for bombs, but to be found in the same place as it has been now is a little concerning.
A disqualified driver who robbed another motorist of his BMW in Maidstone by pretending to buy it has been jailed. Joel Morgan stole the car before going on the run in May last year. He led police on a chase before he was found hiding in an airing cupboard 130 miles away. The 29-year-old from Dickens Road in Ringleston has been jailed for 40 months for several offences, including driving dangerously. A Gravesend man who pre-ordered one of the new iPhones has lost almost £1,300 after it was delivered to the wrong address. The 32-year-old bought the 11 Pro from Argos and it was supposed to arrive at his work last Friday, but Yodel said it had been signed for somewhere else. Argos says he needs to take legal action to get his money back, while Yodel say they're investigating. And the art that's been shortlisted for this year's world-famous Turner Prize has been unveiled at a gallery in Kent. The Turner Prize will be handed out at Margate's Turner Contemporary in December. Before that, we can see what's in the running to get it. Gallery Director Victoria Pomeroy says it's a huge opportunity for the county.
I really hope that there is a long legacy from Turner Prize 2019. I think we've already seen outpourings of creativity in the town and the Margate Now festival.
The exhibition of work goes on public display tomorrow until January. This weekend also sees the start of the Margate Now festival.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Football, and Gillingham will be looking to bounce back from defeat last weekend as they travel to Oxford United tomorrow. Steve Evans' side were beaten 1-0 by Ipswich last time out. They're currently 16th in the League One table. The opposition have gone three games undefeated in the league and beat West Ham in the Carabao Cup midweek. Chelsea captain Max Amer says that might not help Oxford.
Positive for us is we've had obviously a little bit more rest than them. We're just going over our game plan and sort of our mindset to win, and we'll win.
That's the latest. Next update at 2.